Welcome to Spirit Connections with your host, John Holland.
Hello and welcome to Spirit Connections. This is the show where I push your consciousness, help you to explore your own inner guidance, and help to provide confirmation that we are so much more than these physical beings. We are and always will be spiritual beings with unlimited potential. And we are taking your calls, calls today. We do have a guest today. The calls that we're looking for today, share your spiritual experiences. Or has something strange happened to you? Do you need it interpreted? Are you trying to find your own path? Those are the calls that we're taking today with today's guest. Domestic calls, please call 866-254-1579, 866-254-1579. International listeners, dial the U.S. country code, and then 760-918-4300. Once again, international listeners, dial the U.S. country code, 760-918-4300. 4300. And hope you all are having a happy Monday and looking forward to the holidays. And I want to thank everyone for their emails once again about the Soul Inspiration newsletter and about the new products that are up on johnholland.com. We'll be talking about that a little later. I've got emails, have a great guest for you, and today's topic about spiritual paths. Many people, as you know, they want to live a spiritual life. Some people think by reading a book or taking a workshop makes them spiritual. Yes, these things could spark your interest or even turn on your spiritual light per se, but being spiritual is all about how you live your life, your beliefs, how you treat yourself, and of course, how you treat others. Many people are at loss when they want to walk a spiritual path. You have many speakers here on Hay House Radio, and you're confused. Should I try this? Should I try that? Many people are confused on what path to walk. They don't even know how to find their path. Does one seek a spiritual path, or does the path find you? Maybe it's both. On today's show, my guest has written the book, Entering the Mystic, From the Streets of Brooklyn. That's the subtitle, Entering the Mystic, beautiful title. It's a story of a lawyer who, at the time of his awakening, was a hardcore skeptic. Not just a hardcore skeptic, a hard-ass core skeptic. Today, we're going to be talking about his experiences, his amazing journey, and during the interview, maybe during this interview, maybe something will come out. Maybe it'll help you find your journey or at least put you on your path. My guest today is author of Entering the Mystic is Dennis McMahon, and I want to welcome him to Spirit Connections. Hey, Dennis.
Thank you, John. Great to be here.
How are you, my friend?
Okay, yourself?
Good, good. Dennis, I'm just going to jump right in there while the phones light up like a Christmas tree here.
Wow.
What inspired you, Dennis, to write this book, Entering the Into? It's Into the Mystic.
Into the Mystic. From the Streets of Brooklyn, yeah. And you mentioned me as a hard-ass, John. I thought we weren't supposed to curse here.
No, ass is okay, Dennis. What?
Oh,
nothing
okay.
Else, though, okay?
Ass is okay. I'll make a note of that. Okay. Yes, actually, back in 1982, my son Ryan was 2 weeks old when he passed away, essentially as a result of medical malpractice. And at the time, my grief was overwhelming, and I was not able to even visit his grave, and I had never done so up until 15 years later when my aunt and godmother died. And I went to her funeral, which was being held in the same graveyard, Calvary, way out on Long Island here, where Ryan was also buried. His ashes were there. And while I was attending my godmother's funeral, I distinctly felt someone or something basically calling me to his grave. And, I was not into any spiritual quest at this time. I didn't know what to make of it. But it felt so very powerful. And about a week later, one foggy morning at sunrise, it was like out of a Stephen King movie, I went and I visited his grave, and it was all quite emotional for me. And
sure.
While I was at his grave, I had a very clear vision of him appearing to me like a prince out of the cosmos. I remember thinking that quite clearly, and that would mean something more later. But he was looking to be the teenager he would have been had he survived his ordeal on Earth, and he asked me, what's the matter, Dad? And I cried out, I'm sorry, I never visited your grave before. Again, I was all emotional. And he goes, that's all right, Dad, that's all right. And with that, I felt real and true forgiveness, a forgiveness that I could not give myself. And at the time all this was going on, it all felt so very natural, as spooky as it may sound listening to it, but it felt so very natural. But later, And you know, this is part of the syndrome,
journey.
John.
Mm-hmm.
My logical side kicked in,
and
I began questioning my own sanity. So I started doing some research, and that's really what compelled me on this path. And I read in the book, The Seance, by our friend medium Suzanne Northrup,
yes,
that children who cross over continue to grow up on the other side, which resonated very strongly with me because it was exactly what I had experienced in my vision of Ryan. It was that resonance that led me to delve deeper, and I've been researching mysticism and the paranormal ever since.
In your questions, Dennis, I don't know how you have these figures, but you have here how many people believe in the paranormal. You have that figure?
Yeah, well, it's a 2005 Gallup poll, so this is not some off the wall company doing this, but they showed that 73% of Americans believe in the paranormal, and that poll Gallup designated as paranormal certain beliefs like clairvoyance, communication with the dead, reincarnation, because these require the belief that humans have more than the normal five senses, sight, hearing, touch, smell, and taste. So that's why it's paranormal. And
sure.
According to a 2005 Newsweek poll, 80 to 85% of Americans believe in the soul and its continued life after death.
So you saw a vision of your son 15 years after he passed, and he was a teenager when you saw this, yes?
Yes.
And then you went to... read Suzanne's book, The Seance, and then you started getting involved with Suzanne. And I think this is a good time to share, and you know where I'm going to go with this, is a good time to share how meeting Suzanne, then you met a colleague of mine and a friend of mine, and the synchronistic events are amazing. You want to share that?
Yeah, sure. First, let me just backtrack a little
sure.
bit. It was a friend of mine who used to live in Massachusetts, coincidentally again, and I don't know if there's a coincidence or not, but he just happened to hear Suzanne on the radio. And some months before the experience that I had with Ryan, he had given me her book, The Seance, and I looked at it. We had talked a little bit about, in those days, Shirley MacLaine was happening. We talked
sure.
about some of those things. But I looked at the book, and it just seemed like way too far out for me. So I just kind of like put it on my shelf in my office, and, you know, it was collecting dust there. And then after this experience, I just went to it. And when I read it, it was just one little line in the book. I mean, she didn't really focus on children's deaths in that book, but it was just that one little line that, like, hit me like a bolt of lightning, and it just resonated so clearly. So then I learned about Suzanne's website, and I started going to her website. And one day she was under attack by this skeptics group. I mean, and I would go to their site and see what they were saying. They were basically trying to shut her down. Now, at this point, I had never met Suzanne, but I had, you know, been a participant on the website, and I did something totally out of character. And it's very interesting to watch things when they're totally out of character. And I just assumed the role of her website administrator in my own posting and started going back at these people and as best as I could. And Suzanne came on the board, and she's never met me at this point. And she says, you know, my administrator speaks for me and like gave me all this authority. And so I just kind of hooked up with her that way. We eventually got rid of the troublemakers. We modified the board to be able to delete troublemakers when they come. And the board continued, which was great, because a lot of people go there and they get help and they get stories like I share in the book. And you're able to validate your own experiences this way.
And for everyone who's listening, we are talking about Suzanne Northrup, a colleague and a friend. Her website is theseance.com. Great online community. Sorry, Dennis, just wanted to give her a plug there.
Yeah, that's great. No, that's fine with me, John, of course. So then after that, Suzanne, and she had, and I write about a reading she had given me in the book, a mini reading at one of her events, and that was a life-changing thing for me, because I was sitting in the audience, and at this point, this is before the website and all that, I don't really know her at all. I'm kind of like, this is the third event that I've been to of hers, and I kind of know what to expect, and she's going around the room, and she says... And she's going around, you know how manic
yes.
and fast she can be. Anyone lose a child over here? Anyone lose a child? And it hit me so far. I wasn't expecting it at all. I felt like I had the whole thing figured out. And, I didn't need a reading, I felt. And I didn't say anything. And no one's claiming this child. So eventually she goes, this is very strong. This is very strong. Somebody in this area. So she goes, his name, is it Brian? And she said it with a B. And I said, this is it. I raised my hand. I said, no, his name is Ryan. She goes... That's it. And she said, does he have a sister with a K name? And I said, yes, he has a sister, Kristen. And she goes, and there's another sister that he goes to with an M name. And I said, yes, that's Mallory. So she was going, bam, right on, bang, bang, bang. She goes, did he die of cancer? I said, no. She goes, then why is he showing me this? And she pantomimed a noose going around your neck as if you were being hung and hanging yourself. Mm-hmm. And I said, that's because he choked to death on the umbilical cord. And with that moment, it was just like, boom, I just had this insight into the other side.
It touches your soul. Yeah, and a lot of people, they're like, well, how do you know? When you get a message like that, it's not necessarily just what the medium says. It touches your soul. You know it's real. You know it's for you.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And so then I got involved on her website, and we went through the whole skeptics battle, as I described. And then she invited me one day to be like a kind of an MC for her presentations up in Enfield. Excuse me. So I went there, and that's where I met Gretchen, who was an assistant of yours at the time, and I think she still works for you periodically. And, you know, I mean, it's still a physical world. It wasn't the spirituality that attracted me initially. Well, you said, well, let me put it this way. She looked great in jeans, you know what I mean?
and she is listening. You know, she's patting herself on the back right now. So, okay. No, that's okay.
So, yeah. And then I got to talking with her, and she mentioned her son, Ryan, which was the name of my son. And then she said his birthday, October 16th, which was my birthday. I said, click. Something's going on here. Something's going on. And we got to talking about things. And, you know, you've met her son. And he's just this incredible young man. I mean,
yes.
You know, he's just a special person. And that dovetails nicely with the idea that kids who come and die soon, prematurely, we think, are really advanced souls. And you know, they kind of bring along a special meaning, even for the short time that they're here. And any parent out there who has lost a child and know this can impact them, especially with the holidays coming up. You had that experience with that kid that was extremely special. You know, I'm sorry for myself and others that didn't last as long as we would like, but it's a fabulous experience. And then anyway, Gretchen and I got to be friends, and we're talking spirituality a lot. And then one time, I took it to a spot, and I can go into this a little bit in detail, where I had this experience with a spirit or Ryan's connection before, again, he was born. And this was an incredible story, but I'll give that to you in a minute. But I took her to that spot. And as we're driving to that spot, she sees this license plate that was like so indicative of her own son, Ryan. I forget exactly what it was, but it was something like his phone number or something like that. Just caught her eye. And again, it's these synchronicities. And
absolutely.
Maybe you could say one or two, not so many. But when you look at them and they start happening in bunches like that, there's something very special going on.
Absolutely. And so for the people, Dennis, so like yourself, there are a lot of people out there, especially around the holidays, that have lost their child, and this is a special hard time for them. I do believe, and you know this too, Dennis, that child is trying to reach out and show you signs, and may not necessarily manifest right in front of you, but there are synchronistic events, there are certain numbers that keep coming up. What advice, Dennis, do you have for people, for the parents, is to be more aware, not to chase every fallen leaf, like, is this it?
Well, I met a shaman, and you know, the kind of things that we speak about and we believe in, life after death, life continues, it's a better place, this is the hard place, this is really your challenge while you're here on Earth. That's all well and good, but, you know, we're still Earth beings, and it's hard to prove this to us. But I ran into this shaman from South America, and in his culture, when someone died, they actually celebrated, because
sure.
that whole belief system is so ingrained in them that they feel it at this earthly level. And, you know, a lot of these indigenous peoples are very advanced spiritually. And, you know, I think you really have to keep sight of the fact that these are not just words, that we do, in fact, survive physical death. And, in fact, it's as you say, we are spiritual beings having a human experience.
Yes.
And whatever we have here, there's something to be learned from that. So, you know, and it's okay to be grieving about it. I mean, I've wrestled with grief for years, but until I got on the spiritual path, I wasn't really able to resolve it. So I would just say to people, you know, stay on your spiritual path, take it wherever it goes. Follow your instincts. Read that book. See that seminar. Go to a John Holland workshop. Whatever you feel called to, just do that, and it will help you.
Yeah, and it'll lead them from one, you know, and like I said, taking a workshop or a book may not be the end-all answer for you, and you say, okay, now I'm spiritual, but that light may be turned on, and just like you, Dennis, we're going to go to a commercial in a minute, but you it led you into shamanism and past life things and synchronistic events, and so you're pretty much open, and you basically, you know, let it happen. And I bet you, Dennis, things are still continue. You know, you're more aware.
Absolutely, and they continue to happen, and they happen more frequently. And I think what's happening really is they are always happening. It's just you're becoming more in touch with them.
Exactly. And everyone, this board is being lit up like a tree. Just like I said, we got lots of questions for you, Dennis, with myself included there. And if you had a spiritual experience, or if you're nervous about taking a path, or even if there's a skeptic in your family and how to handle that, this is the show you're listening to. We will address all this. This is John Holland with Dennis McMahon, Into the Mystic, and his website, journeyintothemystic.com.
Connect with the other side. You're listening to Spirit Connections with John Holland.
Learn how to heal through mystical wisdom and common sense with Carolyn Mace in Boston on March 7th, 2009 for an all-day workshop based on her upcoming book, Beyond Reason. In this all-new workshop, Carolyn will show you how to move beyond the dilemma of needing to find logical reasons for why an illness has developed and get on with your path of transformation. Reserve early and save $50. Visit HayHouseEvents.com.
See your favorite authors live on April 2nd through the 5th during the new 2009 I Can Do It Weekend Conference in Toronto. You'll meet Sylvia Brown, Wayne Dyer, Greg Braden, Carolyn Mace, John Holland, Cheryl Richardson, Dr. Christian Northrup, Colette Baron-Reed, and Marcel Pick during a weekend of workshops, lectures, and life-changing fun. You'll even see a sneak preview of Wayne Dyer's new movie. Reserve your place at this don't-miss event at icandoit.net.
I'm Robert Ojado, inviting you to join me for my radio show, Dialogue with Destiny. It airs every other Thursday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. We'll be exploring the cosmic contract our soul makes for this lifetime, and I'll show you how to really take control of your life and get on track. Make plans to join me for Dialogue with Destiny. Check our online schedule for showtimes at HayHouseRadio.com.
Today for the Hay House Radio email list and receive a free stream of Dr. Wayne W. Dyer's online event, Change Your Thoughts, Change Your Life. This inspiring event will give you a guidebook to follow so that you can align yourself with the universe, learn how to live a simple and balanced life working for the good, and give you a greater sense of peace. Sign up today at HayHouseRadio.com.
Sylvia Brown, live in a city near you in 2009. Sylvia has decided to extend her farewell tour to limited cities. During this final tour, Sylvia will lecture on one of her newest books, Mystical Traveler. Special bonus, intuitive Colette Baron-Reed is co-hosting this lecture and will provide select audience readings. Plus, you may also be chosen to ask Sylvia a personal question. Now's your chance to see Sylvia Brown one last time. Visit Sylvia.org today.
I'm Summer McStravick here with a Manifesting Minute. Sometimes it feels like our life is in a rut, a difficult patch in which nothing goes in our favor. We wonder, how long is this going to last? And then it lifts, but the question remains, why? Why did I go through that? Sometimes we get stuck in a current where one negative situation seems to create another, seeping like an infection into every area of our life. Well, what I've discovered is that the best way to fix this is to choose one tough area to clean up. This sets in motion new energy that then begins to correct all the other troubled areas. So if you're in a rut and things aren't working, just choose one area to begin your cleanup. You'll be amazed at how by tackling that, the other tough situations start to clear up on their own. To hear more from me, Summer McStravick, please visit HayHouseRadio.com or FlowDreaming.com.
To talk to John, call toll-free in the U.S. or Canada, 866-254-1579. Internationally, call 760-918-4300. Welcome to Spirit Connections with your host, John Holland.
Hello and welcome back. Today's guest is my colleague and friend, Dennis McMahon. His book, Into the Mystic, From the Streets of Brooklyn, a fascinating story of his journey into spirituality. And you may, this is a perfect book, ladies, I believe, for your hardcore husbands or your hardcore wives. And Dennis, you know, in the book, you basically, didn't you write this for the skeptic also, to address the skeptic?
I did, John. Well, I didn't say I wrote it for them, but I included them. There's a lot of women that get it. You know, you go to a seminar, your seminar, Suzanne's seminar, there's always, like, so many more women. They just naturally are hardwired to get this kind of stuff. But what I did when I was writing this book was to revisit those times in my youth when I was at my most skeptical, teenager. You might even say cynical. You would say cynical. And, you know, hanging out on the streets. And back in those days, we challenged anything that seemed even just a little bit off-center from where we were.
Sure.
And what I did in the book was essentially incorporate a, quote, Brooklyn street corner contingent.
Yes.
And consider what they might have said about some of the things I write about. And I just had them challenge me. For instance, early on in the book, I mentioned that by following a spiritual path, we can reclaim the true magic of our youth and thereby become mystics in the process. And I have my Brooklyn brethren from the street corners of yesteryear challenge that basic concept by asking, why the hell would you want to do that?
Sure.
You know, which is really a fair question. I mean, there's so many things that we have to deal with in life, in the real world. Why would you do this? But my answer is, you know, you have to care for the soul. And you got to know yourself. And maybe by doing this, you'll get to know yourself better and maybe God in the process. And then once we get to know ourselves a little bit better, we're on our way.
Absolutely. Dennis, we got so many calls here that people would love to talk to you. Can we take one?
Great. Yeah, sure, of course.
All right, let's go to call number 8. We have Linda in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Hey, Linda, how are you?
Oh, good, John. Thank you for taking my call.
You got through. Would you like to say hi to Dennis McMahon?
Yes, Dennis, how are you?
Hi, Linda.
We share a mutual loss of our children. That's not
Linda, I'm having a little trouble hearing you. Could you speak a little louder?
Oh, sure. Is that a little better?
Yes.
We share a mutual loss, and I understand some of what you've gone through in your life since losing your son. I lost a son also.
I'm very sorry to hear that. I just want to say that, you know, as great as my grief was, I can't even imagine when you're the mother. I mean, that's got to be like 1,000 times more intense.
When did this happen, Linda?
He's been gone about a little over 5 years now.
Okay, and you have a question. The question here says, feels you awakened, enhanced since the loss of your son?
Yes, I have always had dreams and a connection with the spirit, which is a little different than Dennis, but I do feel that he has lightened me up some to it and has made me more aware of the possibilities and my own personal powers within to experience. And I know that I'll be making some changes in my life and doing journaling, not to the degree that Dennis has, but I think that that's so therapeutic and finding yourself.
Absolutely.
With some reading and some education, I think that there's opportunities coming my way. And I guess my question is, will I know which path is the right path for me when it comes in front of me?
You want to take that one, John?
Well, we both can take it. Linda, what I say, too, though, and watch for the synchronistic signs, Linda, and you just put it to God, the universe, your soul. Say, if this is right for me, then put the synchronistic signs in front of me. In my path, Linda, I followed Buddhism. I followed Kabbalah. I followed, you know, mediumship. Once I made the decision to follow my path of doing this work, everything opened up, Linda. All the doors opened. I started appearing in the newspapers, and a lot of people, I didn't set out to be a known medium. It just happened. Once I said, okay, let me see. So when you feel like this feels right to me, it could be a path of Reiki or healing or whatever path that is, say to the universe, show me the synchronistic signs, but would you please let me know that it is a synchronistic sign? And what happens, Linda, and for the whole audience who was listening, doors begin to open. Someone may give you a book. Because, Linda, as you know, some people take this subject way too far, and they chase every workshop, every book, and they're searching, searching, searching. question, trying to find the answer. The signs will come, at least for me, Dennis. That's my advice.
Yes, absolutely. And for me, I mean, I was never really into this stuff. But once I started getting into, for me, shamanism opened up a lot. And I had just heard about the concept of past life regression. So I went to a woman who was recommended. I identify her as Dawn in the book. And she put me on the shamanism path, and it's been excellent for me. So, you know, you take your step wherever you feel. You know, this book leads me to another book. Maybe you read a footnote, it leads you to a workshop, or, you know, maybe it leads you to the bookstore to buy another book, and something happens along the way. I would just say be true to yourself and follow your instincts. Try to be in touch with that.
And you know what, Linda?
Yes.
I have one here, and Dennis must have, you know, and I don't think Dennis, since it's Christmas, and I think I just missed a birthday is what I'm being told for you. I don't
yes.
know if it's, do you understand
October.
That there?
I'm,
yes.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Whose birthday?
Mine.
When was it, please?
November 20th.
Okay, because I just heard, and you know, sometimes they do come through on the show usually, and I'm hearing, say happy birthday. I just missed her birthday or missed the birthday. And if you said January or February, I'd be like, no, you're making it fit. For your birthday, darling, let us send you one of Dennis's books.
Oh, thank you so much.
Okay, so if you hang on, Joe is going to take your name and address. He'll email me your address. I'll email it to Dennis, and then he'll send you the book.
Great.
See, absolutely.
Look at me, Dennis. I'm just giving you stuff away over
here. Okay. Yeah, it's like Abbott and Costello. That's all right.
But you know what, Linda? Maybe yeah. you were meant, and when I ended your question, I looked at the clock, the countdown clock. It said 11:11. Okay, we know that. And maybe you were supposed to be the first caller that I took today. Maybe Dennis was supposed to talk to you, and maybe we were supposed to send you the book. And maybe one thing in that book will be like, okay, this is what I needed. Okay.
Yes.
All right, Linda.
I think so.
God bless
you both.
Thank you,
your
Linda.
Journeys.
Thank you. That's how it works, Dennis. That's how it works. Let's go to, we have Kay in British Columbia. Oh, they're all over the place. We got Vancouver, British Columbia. Kay. Hey, Kay.
Hi there. How are you?
God, what a good energy. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm just thrilled to be able to get through. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you for all the, and thank you for everyone for calling in today to speak with myself and Dennis McMahon. What is your question, Kay?
Well, actually, I'm a bit of a reverse skeptic, and I say this in the most humorous possible way, that I have a hard time believing that life is actually necessary for the spiritual experience. You know what I mean? Like, I think life
we know what you mean, Kay.
Yeah, like, it's a bit of a joke sometimes, and I've been in, I would say, a spiritual awakening for the past 10 years. I see 11:11 all the time, and I've lost two friends, well, supposedly, you know, in the last couple of years, and I know that they are there. But it's just right now during the shakier times is when, you know, I have real trouble, like, not having anxiety and fear over the outcome of those situations and hanging on to, let's say, the teachings of Abraham or Louise Hay, who I deeply admire and respect. So I was just wondering about a little insight on that when we go through the shakier times, especially around the holidays.
Well, I think it's part of a challenge. I think, you know, You may choose a spiritual path, but you're going to be challenged along the way. And
sure.
I get that all the time. And I am an attorney, and I do have this attitude about evidence and proof and, like, prove it to me. You know, but you gotta go with that. I mean, you know, I think the most important thing to know is that you don't have to prove it to anyone. But if you're trying to prove it to yourself, try to feel it in your heart. Logic doesn't always work. Just know in your heart that what you've experienced is real, if that's how it resonated for you. And just stick with that and know you're being challenged. And, you know, it's okay to face that challenge and be a little skeptical. I think a little skepticism is healthy, quite frankly. Like John said, some people just get so into it, they just accept anything, and they're leaving themselves open to things that maybe aren't right for them. So I would say, you know, listen to your heart and proceed on your path.
Great.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because like 2 weeks ago I would be telling you, wow, my life rocks, everything is going as I want it to be. And literally, just in these last 2 weeks, there's just, you know, with my living situation, my job situation is a little more difficult than it was, you know, and it's finding that good feeling place that everything is going to be okay is, you know, it's challenging.
Yeah. I will just say one thing, though. This is a Hank Wesselman quote, but, you know, we're kind of like photographs in that we develop from the negative. A lot of times there's more opportunity for growth when we experience negative situations. And you mentioned early on, you think like life is maybe not necessary. In actuality, it's not. You chose to come here. You didn't have to come here, but this is a hard school. Earth is a hard learning place. And when you come here, you're really subjected to through a lot of grief and tragedy and everything else. But you chose to come here. Accept that responsibility and then deal with it as best you can.
I mean, you know what, Kay, too, with the challenges, and afterward, I'm going to read an email that somebody wrote, too, from Canada. And you know what, too, darling, if you're doubting or if you're challenges, don't forget, you are human. Okay, which comes with the package. Okay, we're spiritual and human. There are going to be doubts. There are going to be fears. Okay, so acknowledge that you are human, but also a spiritual side. So there's a 50-50 split, and this is just the 50% kicking in once in a while. Okay,
right.
All right, Kay. Well, thanks for calling the show.
Thanks, John. Thanks, Dennis.
Thank you, Dennis. We got a call. An email actually, for you from Lynn in Canada, and she says, my question to you or Dennis is, any advice to people that may have been called to begin a spiritual journey unexpectedly, and have been learning and enjoying the path, only to hit a roadblock of doubt and fear, being a person who just wants to escape this world by believing in things like angels and guides and the other side. Shouldn't the doubt have been left way behind? I think we just addressed that, Dennis.
I think we did, yeah. Again, the most important thing is, remember, you don't have to prove it to anyone. So if somebody's coming at you with that kind of challenge, and, you know, it's, first of all, it's none of their business, but if you want to deal with them, we will have people in our lives that we love that will have this kind of attitude. You got to remember, if you know in your heart that what you're experiencing and what you're doing is real and right, that's what really matters. But even if you are unsure and you want to try and prove it to yourself, I would advise you to be your own judge and jury. Don't give anyone else that power or authority. Listen to your heart, trust your own feelings and instincts.
I think this is I don't think anyone's questioning her on this, Dennis. It sounds like the email, I've been learning and enjoying the path only to hit a roadblock of doubting. She's the one who's doubting. She's the one that's hitting the roadblock. We addressed that it's okay to have this. And Lynn, I know you're listening, Dennis has had doubts. I have done doubts. I mean, I have done doubts. I have had doubts, Lynn, doing this work for over 16, 17 years now. I question it, too. Why am I doing this here? And, okay, should I do it? Can I get up and do this again here? So, Lynn, it's normal, okay? But what happened is, like Dennis said, focus on the heart, focus on the soul. It does turn around. And there may be an incident, Lynn, where something happens to you, like, okay. And you ask for help. Ask the guides and angels for help. Ask the people on the other side. Don't you agree, Dennis?
Absolutely.
Yep, absolutely, Lynn. So great, great question, Lynn. So it's okay to doubt once in a while, okay? It is okay. I'd rather you doubt sometimes than take everything. And also, same thing that Dennis just said, you have to remember everyone, and Dennis will understand this, everyone is exactly where they're supposed to be. You could read my books, you could read Dennis's book, and you may want to go home and show this book to someone saying, oh my God, this is a revelation, I'm so awakened, this has helped me, you have to read this, you have to do this class, you have to do this workshop. No. Everyone is exactly where they're supposed to be. Many, many women, like Dennis said, will come to the lectures, and they'll go home and try to force this on their husband or their children. Leave the book out, okay? They are not ready. And it doesn't mean, it just means that your consciousness is a little expanded more than theirs. It doesn't mean for you to be a spiritual snob and say, oh, my consciousness is higher than your consciousness. My vibe is higher than your vibe. It just means everyone is exactly where they're supposed to be. And how do you know that person who may not be a believer right away, they're grounding you, okay? Would you want to, put it this way, Dennis, would you want to live with another one of you?
Definitely not.
Yeah, and I could see Gretchen saying, uh-huh. Okay. No, and I wouldn't want to live with another one of me. So for the people who are trying to force this on other people, don't, okay? It's your path. It's your journey. If they see your life change, now, a lot of people in Dennis's family, Dennis, a lot of people, your family, your friends, they must have seen a shift in you and saying, look at him. He's taking dancing. He's happy. He's dating. What are you doing, Dennis? What is your secret? You're following your spiritual path. And if you're an example, Dennis, for your friends and family, then I feel that's all worth it.
Absolutely. I mean, you got to walk the walk, you know, and that's what I try to do. You just bring the spirituality with you into your everyday life. You don't have to be preaching it, but, you know, love thy neighbor is a great spiritual concept. If we were all doing that, we wouldn't have any wars going on right now.
Absolutely. And Dennis, something tells me that you may have a follow-up book after this.
Well, this one's going to have to hit economically, John.
Yeah, because but, this one is self-published.
You know, but I do have a blog now, and you could reach the blog from my website and get some free readings and send me an email, anything you want to do. And
sure, and it's journeyintothemystic.com, correct?
Correct.
And is this how they order the book also?
Yes, they can come to get the book, there's a little Amazon click. You can get it on Amazon if you go there, or barnesandnoble.com, but you can come to the website and click on buy this book, and it'll take you to Amazon, and you can buy the book that way.
Absolutely. And once again, we were talking about a chat room earlier on a Medium site, that's Suzanne Northrup Hurst. I have no problem promoting this woman. Okay, she's helped me so much. And it's The Seance, SEANCE.com. And actually, you will see Dennis's name up there, but he doesn't go by Dennis, do you, Dennis, on there?
No, I call myself Dino on that website. That's another long story, but yeah. I know people are disappointed when they see me. They want to call me Dino, but Dennis is my Christian name, so that's the one I go by.
Absolutely. And we have plenty of more calls for you, Dennis, here. And once again, everyone, are you looking for your spiritual path? Okay? Sometimes the path may find you. And now there are wake-up calls. My automobile accident that I had many years ago was my wake-up call, and I didn't moan about it or complain about it. I let it change my life, and that's exactly what it did, and it led me to this work. And we'll be right back with Dennis McMahon, author, lawyer, no longer a skeptic, on Spirit Connections. And this is John Holland, and of course, this is Hay House Radio. Radio for your soul.
This is Spirit Connections with your host, John Holland, on HayHouseRadio.com. Radio for your soul.
Here's a HayHouseRadio.com inspirational moment with Dr. Christian Northrup from her live lecture CD, The Power of Joy.
Joy will always bring out the best in you. I'm going to give you the benefits of joy. It makes you younger. It increases DHEA, the youth hormone. That is the mother hormone for all the other hormones. It enhances your immunity. It changes your metabolism. Haven't you noticed if you've ever traveled somewhere and you're really, really happy, you can eat differently and lose weight? People often say they go to Italy and they're having a wonderful time because the food's so amazing and they actually lose weight. Have any of you had that experience? Right. Joy creates success. Success doesn't create joy, by the way. Joy creates success. Joy enhances creativity and intuition. Joy makes you irresistible.
To find out more about Dr. Christian Northrup and the power of joy, visit HayHouse.com.
Your guardian angels are waiting. Let angelic power heal and guide your life with Doreen Virtue's new Angel Therapy Oracle Cards. These beautifully designed cards hold the messages you need to hear about your life purpose, your relationships, how to initiate healing, and manifest the life you desire. Perfect for children and adults, these cards place the healing guidance of the angels in the palm of your hand. Available now at angeltherapy.com.
Be part of the PBS live audience. Join Dr. Wayne W. Dyer for the taping of his all-new PBS special, Excuses Be Gone. Sweep away the self-defeating thoughts that are keeping you down on January 14th, 2009 at the California Center for the Arts in Escondido at 6 p.m. In his all-new special, Wayne will show you practical ways to change your unproductive thinking habits and discover the infinite possibilities of life. Seats only $30. Reserve today at drwaynedyer.com.
Hey, Michelle.
Hi, Colette. Oh, my God. Thank you so much for taking my call. I'm so excited.
I love that you're so excited.
Stop talking. The spirit's about to speak.
Okay. It's always a laugh on the Colette Baron-Reed Show, Thursdays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern on HayHouseRadio.com.
We're already having way too much fun. Boo.
Louise Hay has shown millions of people how to heal their lives. You can be next. Now, Louise's inspirational life story is captured in the new You Can Heal Your Life, the movie. This loving portrait of Louise and the impact of her life work features guest appearances by Wayne Dyer, Cheryl Richardson, Doreen Virtue, and more. See the movie that's changing lives, now available on DVD. To watch a free preview, visit www.youcanhealyourlifemovie.com.
Go to line 12 and speak to Francis in Australia.
Calling in from the United Kingdom on line 3. Virginia, welcome to the show. You are live.
HayHouseRadio.com, radio for your soul, making the world a little smaller.
I want to talk to Michelle, number 1 in LA.
Okay, let's go to Becky in Canada.
We have Maria, Houston, Texas.
HeyHouseRadio.com, connecting the world one person at a time.
Bring your question to Spirit Connections. Call now, 866-254-1579. International listeners, call 760-918-4300. Welcome to Spirit Connections with your host, John Holland.
Hello and welcome back. And today's guest is Dennis McMahon and his book, Into the Mystic, From the Streets of Brooklyn. Fascinating book. And go to journeyintothemystic.com. This book is fantastic. It talks about how it feels to go through a spontaneous exorcism, how spirits love to talk with us with numbers, how he helped his father on the other side, how he worked with his son Ryan, who has passed on. So there's so much more, and I probably need 10 hours to go through this book with him. And before we take the calls and get back to Dennis, you can go to johnholland.com. I got some events coming up, the Gathering, which are Circles of Wisdom, and those are 40 people groups only. As much as I love doing the hundreds or 3,000 audiences, the small ones are also fantastic, okay? And I'm also in Freeport, Maine, and for the also Rutland, Vermont. I'm going to be at the Edgar Casey Foundation in Virginia Beach and Toronto, and how about that Alaska cruise? Me and Brian Weiss doing a program and all the other fine authors. And one last thing, Portsmouth, New Hampshire. I'm going to be to benefit all animals. The New Hampshire SPCA and the Cochico Valley Humane Society. That evening in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, all proceeds will go to help these animals. Okay. It's my way of giving back. And if I can help animals, that's fantastic. And tickets go on sale January 5th for that. Anything you want to know, just go to johnholland.com, hit the calendar event. Who's going to be on my guest next? There's the logo right there on my homepage. Everything is right there for you. And once again, johnholland.com. And thank you for supporting me in the show. And Dennis, we were just speaking, and you said you had a story about 9/11 before we take the calls.
Yes. Until this past August, I was working in the West Village, which was really great. You know, it's a great neighborhood. And then my employer merged with another company, and they moved this just a mile and a half south, but really to another world, to the financial district. And my office, it turned out, was less than a block away from Ground Zero, where that most horrible of tragedies occurred on September 11, 2001. And once I started working there, every time I got off the subway or walked by Ground Zero to get to my office, I would become totally depressed. It wasn't just the madhouse environment or the hawkers peddling their photos of the 9/11 tragedy and exploiting that, or even the site of Ground Zero itself, bringing back my own personal memories of that tragic day. There was something more. And you know how places can do that to you, John. I was at total loss to explain what was going on. So I called out telepathically to my spirit guides and spirit helpers, and I asked, as if they were to blame, which they're not, why the hell do you have me in this place? You know, it's killing me down here. And they replied clearly, and matter of factly, we need your energy here. I said, what's that mean? And I got no answers. And so I just started carrying on like a gentleman within the rat race crowd. And then a few weeks later, the night after the 7th annual 9/11 commemoration at Ground Zero, I went to a shamanic drum circle. Shamanism has been a great vehicle for me. And during one of the journeys, I was asked by unidentified but benevolent feeling spirits to allow their energy to flow through me while I was in the World Trade Center area. And all I had to do was grant them that permission, and it would be done automatically. You know, being lazy, I agreed. I mean, that sounded like a good way to get some spiritual work done. And then 2 days later, while I was in the shower where I experienced spontaneous mystical events before, I don't know how many people in your audience have had this, but the shower, the water, there's something about it. But anyway,
sure is. Yep.
When I'm in there, a group of 9/11 restless spirits, another group of spirits, came to me, and they telepathically asked if I would do a little more. Specifically, I was to research what really happened on 9/11. I didn't know what that meant, and spread the word wherever I thought the word might be well received. And toward the end of that vision, a deceased famous personality popped in, and he offered his support for the idea. And again, I agreed. And then a couple of nights later, I woke up alone in my bed. I was alone that time, John, around 3 a.m.
TMI.
Totally energized and absolutely driven to do some 9/11 research. So I jumped on the computer, And in just 2 short hours, I understood what the whole 9/11 truth movement was all about. And the next day, I began emailing 9/11 truth information and relevant website links to family and friends with whom I felt the messages might resonate. And that first effort has been the heart of what I've done so far. But I continue to send out emails and speak up about the 9/11 truth movement when opportunities arise. And so I would just say, for any of your listeners who might be interested in learning what really happened on 9/11, just go on your computer and Google 9/11 Truth Movement. Just nice. Google 9/11 Truth Movement and take that as far as you want to go. But guess what, John? After having done that 9/11 research and spreading the word, that horrible feeling I got whenever I entered the World Trade Center area, gone totally.
Absolutely.
Depression lifted. In shamanic terms, it's like my soul part has returned. Being around Ground Zero now, it doesn't turn me into a despondent wreck, which is what I was. Most of the time, I don't mind being down there at all. So it's like I've been rewarded by spirit with a positive instant karma thing for doing what I had promised the restless 9/11 spirits I would do.
Absolutely. So you were the channel. You were the medium for them.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Good on you, sir. Good
Thank
on you.
You. Thank
Good
you.
On you. Let's we got another full board here. Let's go to guys caller number 1. We got Claire who lost her son in Virginia. Hey Claire.
Hi John.
Hi. Are you're having some signs from your son, synchronistic events? You don't know how to interpret them? What's going on?
Well, no, I understand. Okay. I guess I've it's the parallel with Dennis 14 months ago. I lost my 22-year-old son.
I'm sorry,
Claire.
Yeah. And, it just catapults you to a search inside.
Mm-hmm.
And started doing a lot of reading and meditating and, opening yourself up and started to understand the way signs could come. And he communicates with me all the time.
How does he do that, Claire?
Well, I get feathers.
Yes, feathers are great.
And license plates.
Yes.
License plates. I write about that in my book.
Yeah. Numbers.
Absolutely.
Electricity.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the most beautiful things he did was when he was a senior in high school, he ate an apple and he took the seeds from it. And he planted those seeds in his biology class.
Yes.
And they grew. And he brought them home at the end of that year. And they just looked like little twigs, in these pots. The following spring, we moved and bought our own house, and the first thing he did was he planted those 4 apple trees in our backyard. He died in September, mm-hmm. a year ago.
Yes.
And in April was the first time that the trees bloomed.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And I stood at one of the trees, and I was crying and talking to him.
And, that's great.
When my husband, he took a picture of the tree, and when we printed it out on the computer, there's a rainbow in it.
Wow, yeah, what a story.
I love that. So, and Claire, because I know you're, it's still, this is, he hasn't been gone long. I mean, his body anyways, right. He's still here and showing you signs. Any advice, Claire, because it's still fresh with you, for the parents who are listening, has lost a child, what has helped you? I mean, yes, you're still going through a bereavement, okay?
That's why I called, because I think that it could be helpful. It's still
raw.
I mean, I still cry every day.
Sure. Sure.
It's okay,
John.
Claire, if I may, I think John will agree with me with this. Your son wants you to live a happy life. Grieving is okay, and you'll get through that, but
right.
you want to reclaim some joy, and
right.
you want to be happy, And I think he would want that for you.
Well, I'm working on it. I guess the thing is, what I'm learning, of course, is that grieving is a process.
Absolutely.
Yes. Something that we're supposed to move through, not get stuck on. And it's okay, Claire. And there's going to be many people, Claire, too. And for the people listening, some people don't even know how to talk to you anymore, Claire. Some people may be avoiding you because they don't know what to say.
Right.
And for the people or the friends of Claire or people who have lost someone, know someone that lost someone, the worst thing you can do is to avoid them.
Exactly.
The best thing to do is to say, I'm sorry for your loss. I'm here any way you need me. And the same goes. And the same goes for pets. Anyway, also not just people here, because it's strange, because people they don't know what to do. So all of a sudden, all your friends are gone when you think that they should be there. It's not that they don't love you or care about you. It just means they don't know how to deal with it anymore.
Yeah, and that's an important thing, because a lot of times if people don't know what to do, they don't do anything at all. And you're right that. How hard is it to just say, you know, I'm sorry, give you a hug or something, you know?
Mm-hmm. I think people are just very uncomfortable. They don't know what to say. They're afraid of saying the wrong thing. You know, so we got to be a little bit patient with them, too, you know? So.
Right, and I think that that tears cleanse the soul.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And I don't think that there's anything wrong with crying.
Nope. And it's in it, because it's your heart chakra, it's your heart energy. Everything is etched on the heart. Every pain, every joy, every loss is there. And I tell people, because many times people will meditate, Claire and Dennis, you know this, they begin to cry, and people are like, God, I'm crying again. And I say, then have a good one.
Right.
Yeah.
Have a really good
Get
one.
Get it out.
Yeah,
I
meditate every morning. And a lot of times I'll cry at some point in the meditation. But I think that's part of the learning, right? You need to go through it.
If that's your process,
you know,
Claire,
I'm not taking pills. Great. I'm not drinking. I'm not, you know, ignoring it. I'm in it.
Right.
Absolutely.
And I think that's what you have to do.
Absolutely. And for the people, too, if you lost someone, a lot of people, Claire, you know this, some people can't... find it in themselves to do the holiday because they can't be joyful. And I know for a fact that those on the other side, they want you to put up the tree. For all the people there, also put up the tree. Take out the happiest pictures of them. Look into their eyes, the happiest picture. That's how they are now. Not when they had the accident, not when they were ill in the hospital and how they looked. That's the best way to handle the holidays.
I finished decorating the tree night before last, and I... don't know why, but I went up to his bedroom afterwards, and I sat on his bed, and I looked at the clock, and it was 11:11.
Yeah. Wow, that's coming up a lot today.
Yeah.
I love that. I love that. And Claire, do you have my first book, darling?
I've read your Psychic Navigator and Power of the Soul.
Yeah, let me give you Born Knowing. It's my very first book, and it was written with another author, Cindy Perlman. I work with a lot. You're doing fantastic with the signs and your bereavement process, but there's a lot of stuff in there that if someone lost a husband, a wife, a child, that helps a lot of people, okay? And let me give you that, okay, for the holidays. And you just stay on the line, and Joe is going to take your name and address.
You know, the Thanksgiving Day was a hard day, and I'll tell you this. We put an alarm system in the basement. It's just an easy thing. You buy it anywhere. You just plug it in an outlet, and it's motion activated.
Mm-hmm.
And the other part we plugged into our bedroom upstairs. And Friday morning, that it sounds as a doorbell.
Yes.
And it went ding-dong. Ding dong.
Yeah, spirit
ding
calling.
Dong.
Spirit
three,
calling.
Three times Friday morning as I'm lying in bed half awake, 6:55, I looked at the clock, and I just said, thank you.
Absolutely. Beautiful, beautiful. And thank you for your story, Claire, because it's going to help a lot of people, especially now, especially the parents that are listening. Okay, so you stay on the line, and Joe's going to take your name and address and send you my first book, Born Knowing, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you, darling.
Thank you, Claire.
Mm-hmm.
And Dennis, we're winding down here a little bit, okay? And... with your book, Dennis, Spiritual Into the Mystic and Your Spiritual Path, what would you like to leave the people with, Dennis?
I would say...
my listeners, yes.
Yeah, I would say follow your heart, and if you're feeling inquisitive, don't be afraid to do some exploring. As I see it, following a spiritual path can not only help us get the most out of this life from a soul growth perspective, but simultaneously help us physically and mentally in our everyday lives. We're all body, mind, and spirit, and the condition of one aspect will necessarily impact the others. Just like when you are depressed, you might become more susceptible to getting physically ill. If your spirit is not in a healthy condition, your body and mind are more susceptible to illness. So that's why it's important to take care of the whole being, body, mind, and spirit.
Yeah, and because many people, they reach out for the cars, the money, the good jobs, the relationships. That's all well and good, but to feed your soul, to feed your soul. And what Dennis is, it seems like, because I know Dennis, it seems like the shamanism is touching his soul and his dancing. And it's okay to dance. It's okay to have fun. And I believe, I always say, you ever want to see your soul in action? Look at a child, look at an artist, watch a dancer. And that's you, Dennis. You're touching people's lives with this book, Dennis. And thank you so much for being on Spirit Connections.
John, thanks a million. It's been great.
Thank you. And anyone, the book is Into the Mystic, From the Streets of Brooklyn by Dennis McMahon. His website, journeyintothemystic.com. And once again, that website for Suzanne Northrup, theseance.com, great chat room and a good family. You start to know all the family, the people there on the site. Okay. And everyone, until next time, thank you for calling, for the listeners. Wish we could have taken all your calls. Great subject today. Have a fantastic week. Reach out. Do something for someone else this week. Could be letting someone in line. Could be buying them a cup of coffee. Anything. This is John Holland on Spirit Connections, and this is Hay House Radio. Radio for your soul.
I'm Louise Hay, and thanks for joining our online community. All are welcome. This is HayHouseRadio.com, radio for your soul.
Hi, this is Doreen Virtue, reminding you to be an earth angel and recycle all of your plastic, glass, metal, and paper products. And please don't buy drinks or products contained in styrofoam cups or packaging, as styrofoam just sits in landfills. Your actions are making a huge difference in the world. Thanks so much for recycling.
Join Sylvia Brown and Colette Baron-Reed for a cruise in 2009. Sylvia is hosting three outstanding cruises to the most breathtaking destinations in the world. The magnificent Mexican Riviera, amazing Alaska, and the captivating Caribbean. During these mystical traveler cruises, you'll meet Sylvia in person, enjoy hours of exciting workshops, and you can even ask Sylvia a question. Plus, Colette will also offer live readings to select audience members. Reserve now at sylvia.org.
Change your thoughts, change your life, living the wisdom of the Tao. There's no greater gift, I think, that you can have than to carry that wonderful wisdom around with you. It'll just allow you to be in a state of contentment and a state of non-interference, a state of bliss and joy and a knowing that you have a nature and that nature is perfect, and just allow it to unfold in the way that it was supposed to. It's just a beautiful, peaceful way to go through life.
Get inspired with Dr. Wayne Dyer every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 Eastern on HayHouseRadio.com.
Meet Archangel Michael, powerful protector and steady reminder of God's presence on earth. Doreen Virtue's new book, The Miracles of Archangel Michael, reveals the astonishing, life-changing help that Michael brings to everyone who calls on him. Marvel at real-life stories of the peace, compassion, wisdom, courage, and confidence Michael has to offer. Learn how to contact Michael and work with him to feel safe, protected, and always loved. Order today at HayHouse.com.
Learn to trust your vibes with Sonia Choquette.
Part of being sixth sensory is to recognize that we are truly spirit embodied beings that are not limited by anything. And I'm here to help you connect to that eternal spirit, reverse your perceptions, reconnect to the divine flame, activate the inner voice that does guide you moment to moment.
Join Sonia Choquette every Wednesday on HayHouseRadio.com.
And now for a HayHouseRadio.com inspirational moment taken from Louise Hay's audio CD, 101 Power Thoughts, available at HayHouse.com.
I trust my inner wisdom. There is a place within each of us that is totally connected with the infinite wisdom of the universe. In this place lie all the answers to all the questions you will ever ask. Learn to trust your inner self. As I go about my daily affairs, I listen to my own guidance. My intuition is always on my side. I trust it to be there at all times. I am safe. I am willing to forgive. If we sit in a prison of self-righteous resentment, we cannot be free. Even if we don't know exactly how to forgive, we can be willing to forgive. The universe will respond to our willingness and help us find the way. Forgiveness of myself and of others releases me from the past. Forgiveness is the answer to almost every problem. Forgiveness is a gift to myself. I forgive and I set myself free. I am deeply fulfilled by all that I do. We will never have the opportunity to live this day again, so we want to savor every moment. There is richness and fullness in everything we do. Each moment of the day is special to me as I follow my higher instincts and listen to my heart. I am at peace in my world and affairs.
If you enjoyed this, you can find it and many other books and CDs by Louise Hay at hayhouse.com.
Hi, I'm Yamna Van Zandt, wishing you and yours a Merry Christmas and a Happy Holiday Season from the Hay House Radio family.